Kenny, a tough week with selection. Talk us through it. Why did you end up dropping the two big names in Ryder?
Yeah, it's incredibly tough selection week, as there's no doubt about that, because you don't make decisions on players who have been so important to you, like both Westy and Paddy have been, and you know, even Sam's been a big part of our stuff, and Jared's, you know, just getting going. So they're always tough decisions, but they're based around performance and they're based around output. And you know, when you get to that point and you've got good, strong performances underneath coming through, and we had good players coming back into the team, we have to make some decisions. And I'm really, really confident sitting here that in particular both Westy and Paddy will fight their way through this, and they'll come back and they'll play some great footy for us still.
Ken, do you work two ruckmen ever again, or is it now going to be always a battle between Ryder and Lysette to play as just one ruckman?
No, we think we can absolutely work two ruckmen, and we've seen two ruckmen work successfully for us in the early part of this year. We just haven't had the output that we need as a combination, you know, to justify the second ruck this week. And if that means next week we're back in the basket of two rucks, we'll look at that. You know, sometimes it's just purely about around the form that we're in and the form that those players are in particularly. So I always say that if you've got good players in good form, you play them.
Is that about output as ruckman, or is output as forwards?
A combination. You know, it's their game output. It's not just one or the other, because to understand that to do that successfully, you need to be able to influence the game in both areas as much as you possibly can.
Ollie Wine said this morning that it was likely your toughest decision since being at the club. Is that fact?
Yeah, I think that's fact. I absolutely think it's fact. You don't take decisions that we made this week very lightly. And now those two people have been so important to us as a football club, and in particular to me as a coach. I've been here 7 years, and you know, most of the time, Westy's certainly been there the whole journey. He's played 135 games in a row. So it's been a long time since we've dealt without Justin in the side, and Paddy the same. They're such important people. And you care about them. I mean, people forget that. You genuinely care about them. And you know, to make decisions like that, I know what that does, and I know how much that affects them and their families and us as a football club. So it's genuine care that all these decisions are based around. And but in the end, you have to pick the best players that gives you the best chance to win.
How did they take it? Disappointed.
Yeah, clearly disappointed, Tommy, but you know, they understood that what we have done really well is we've kept them really informed, not just in the last week. We've kept everyone informed. As I do each week, I talk to every player on our list around selection, and they get feedback that they need to know and hear, and you know, and hopefully they had plenty of opportunities that they knew what was expected of them, and they knew by the end that they perhaps weren't being able to deliver exactly what they'd like. Look, let's look at it. They'll freshen up, they'll be okay, and they'll bounce back, and they will play good footy, and I'm absolutely convinced about that.
Ken, what's happened to Justin Westhoff when last year you could throw him roles that he might not have expected to play, and he wins the club champion? This year he's struggled to hold any form.
He's had some battles. People get out of form. It's not such a mystery, but you know, his first game of the year this year, he kicks five straight, and you know, since then he perhaps hasn't played the footy that he'd like to play off and on. He's been okay, but he's the first to admit that, you know, and his ability to be flexible is one of the key reasons why he's been such an important player for us. And you know, we've played him forward, we've played him wing, we've played him in all sorts of positions again this year, but his form just hasn't been where it needs to be. It purely becomes, if we stop looking for the mystery so much, it purely becomes that people do have runs where they get in a bit of a bad form run, and for Westy, he's a little bit out of form. He's not a long way away, but he knows he's got to improve a little.
Is Serpell ever a case that you've got too many inside midfielders?
No, I think the same. I think exactly the same as we talked about. Pep, you know, we've got good players, and you know, we've put Houston through the midfield in the last couple of weeks as well. But Pep has his impact. If I look at his impact in games, when he's really, really good, he's right at the top for us and he's leading the way. But he drops in and out of games a little bit too much for what he needs to be now as a footballer, and he understands that and he'll work at that. And you know, he'll come back and, you know, all our mids, be really clear, all our mids need to have a secondary position anyhow, and they need to be able to operate in those positions, as we talked about with the two rucks being able to play forward. Everyone in your team needs to have flexibility.
How many players were lucky to survive this week?
Oh, none, because we picked the side on merit, and we picked them with where we needed to pick for the side that we wanted this week. So if luck plays a part, I don't believe in that. I think it's a consistency of performance, and if your performance is a little off for a little period of time, whether it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you eventually that catches up. But more often than not, you've got to make sure your balance and your volume of work is worthy of performance and worthy of being selected in the side each week.
Well, the 22 you have picked, how many of them need to show even more considering what they did last week?
No, I think every one of us would like to play more consistent football all the time, and I think that's you know, I'm not going to individualise on anyone in that space. I'm going to say that we expect a performance of a level that lasts for four quarters, not for three quarters. We played a really strong three quarters last week, but that's not good enough. It's not where we need to be. We're in a really, really, you know, tough competition where we're one of the teams fighting and hanging on to try and be a part of everything that we set out to do at the start of the year, and that's to play finals.
With Charlie, Paddy and Scott, is it as well a little bit about how you match up with Geelong in their back line?
No, it really became about form and form alone, and you know, and I think we could challenge any side if all those boys are in really top nick. We'd be a bit scary to face with if they're all there. You know, Charlie certainly has earned his way back into the team. He's been, you know, he's had his own challenges, and you know, we'd love to see the opportunity one day when hopefully soon that all our tools are playing really well together, and you know, we get a chance to challenge the side with that.
Are you disappointed at all that it came out before the teams were announced?
Oh, no, it doesn't worry me, to be honest. Look, you expect, if you think about it, and you go to the point of how the information gets delivered around a football club. We do match committee Tuesday. We select the side. We talk to the players on Tuesday afternoon. They know exactly what's going on. There's an enormous amount of people that hear that information. There's families that share that information. There's all sorts of things. There's managers and everyone who shares that information. It does not surprise me. Footy's always done it, and we won't be the first or the last club to have that situation. It's most common most weeks. It's just this week, the thing that heightens it was that some of the names that were involved in it.
Ken, if you haven't got Ryan there,
we've got Dougal.
So Dougal.
Dougal's played a lot of ruck for us, and certainly our plan is to work and operate with Dougal. And you know, Geelong have got, you know, they've got their couple of rucks with Stanley and Fort that they've got into the side. So I think we're pretty evenly matched in, you know, size of both teams that take the field tomorrow. So we understand that one's having in pretty good nick in Geelong.
So what's the capacity of Dixon for this game?
A normal game. He'll play his normal football game, and you know, he won't be. Expected to do any more or any less than he's done in the past. We expect that, you know, maybe it's his first game back at AFL football that he might be tonguing it by the end of it, but no matter whenever you play your first game, that's what's going to happen. So we will manage that as best we possibly can, but there's no you know, there's no borderline on Charlie how much he can and can't do. It's about getting out there and competing for as long as he can.
So he could be there from start to finish if you need
him? Oh, absolutely. He's got to be there from start to finish, but he'll be rotated. He may be rotated once or twice more than he would normally in a game, but that would be good management when someone comes back for their first game out for over nearly 12 months.
I understand this one might be a tricky one to answer, Ken, but do you expect Paddy Bryden to be at the club next season?
It's not even a question that I want to entertain, but I expect Paddy to be at our club next week, so there I entertained it for you.
Next season,
absolutely. Yeah. Paddy's a part of our furniture, and Paddy's much loved by everyone at our football club. And, you know, Paddy's, you know, just because he gets a bit older and everything, everyone starts to jump at conclusions. This bloke's just a little bit out of form. He's not getting thrown out of our footy club. We love him too much.
What do you say to Kane Corn saying that the club knocked back a 2-year extension?
Kane doesn't know. Let's be really clear. Kane doesn't know. He doesn't work within inside the club. That information is so inaccurate, it doesn't matter.
Ken, it's your 150th game, but you feel there's a bit of pressure on you at the moment as to what you need to do it?
I actually described it as my 149th yesterday. I made a mistake. I thought it was 149, but to the boys. But no, I don't. Absolutely don't. I'm totally convinced in what we're about and what we're doing. People outside will always question it. They'll always have some, you know, worst case scenarios that they will focus on. From my point of view, I'm really comfortable. This football club is in the right. Is heading in the right direction, and we're going to be a really strong football club at some point in my time.
Six and six a good return so far?
I think it's not far away from, you know, I've said this in the past. Last week I was asked the same question, 6-5, is that good enough? I think it's not far away from where we probably should be. We'd have loved to have won one or two more games. We'd have loved to be sitting here today, obviously 12 zip, and we're playing a side who's 11. So, you know, we've got a real challenge this week, but we're like, there's a lot of clubs in this competition who are fighting and struggling and fighting and clawing every week to try and be a bit better than we actually are, but we set out to be as best we can.
Ken, just the enormity of the Cats, obviously, like you said, 11-1, top of the pops, never a good recent record against you. How difficult will that be?
It's funny, the season changes. They were written off at the start of the season. They were going to be no good. They were going to maybe not make the eight. Now they're sitting on top of the ladder. Look like it's impossible to lose top spot. So they're just a great club. They're in good form, they've got great players, they're well coached, they do all the things you expect a football club to do. They're really consistent in performance, and we strive, as every club is at the moment, to try and catch them, but we're out there tomorrow night and we're going to give them one hell of a fight, so look forward to it.
They've lost 7 games off the bye.
Hope it's eight. Hope it's eight.
I mean, just objectively, do you read anything into those?
Nah, you just don't. I'm sure Chris has spoken to them about that. I'm sure that's a challenge that he's put in front of his group. Our challenge is to perform at our best, not worry about, you know, whether they've come off a bye or they're not coming off a bye. It wouldn't change our attitude towards Geelong. We would be going at them as hard as we possibly can, understanding that they're a really super talented side who's going to take our absolute best.
Danger averages big numbers against everyone, but I think Port Adelaide statistically is about his favourite team to play. Why do you think...
He's not my favourite player to play against. He's a great player. There's some great players in our team that play well against Geelong, I'm sure, too. But, you know, Paddy has got obviously a bit of history because he comes from Adelaide and started his career in Adelaide. And, you know, he's played Port Adelaide, you know, a lot because you get the double-up game. So, it's not much in that. I hope he doesn't have a good game tomorrow night, though.
You don't like to discuss your personal situation. You're clearly locked to the club, but there was speculation earlier that Carlton would approach your management. Now,
From
someone.
Who was that someone?
I think you mentioned his name earlier. Without going into where you sit or whether you'd be interested, as far as you know, has a call been made?
I've got a great job. Got great support.
I understand that, but has anyone approached your management?
Not 100%. No, I tell you the truth. I'm having trouble with lying. I think it's a good strength.
Can you go back to Ryder? Does he have a difficulty when he's not number one ruckman and gets worked in attack?
I think there's some merit in the question, Rooch. I think it's a reasonable question to ask. But Paddy's missed a lot of footy last year too. I think we've forgotten that. We all dream and think about his All Australian year as a ruckman, but there was a lot of stuff that happened last year that showed his body was struggling to cope with being a number one on his own ruckman. So we're supporting him in that area. So that's why I think it's a really worthwhile adventure for us to have two rucks working in tandem together and making them both successful.
Yeah,